Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In just a minute, we'll be with Tynan Winmar and Sean Towers, two out gay men that have a great story to share. This is the special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride Game in Melbourne between the St Kilda Saints and Sydney Swans, live in Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and across Australia on the Community Radio Network. So welcome to the Pride Game broadcast, Tynan and Sean.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Having a good night?
Yeah, it's been fantastic so far.
Yeah,
really
you've
exciting.
Been all over the news this week. Yeah,
I was going to say, you're the biggest celebrity here, Tynan.
Subtle appearances
you're,
here and there.
You're Jackson nothing Ball. Big.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So what's it like growing up being Nicky Winmar's son? My goodness.
Oh, it's definitely a burden, 100%. Yeah. you know what, it's been a fantastic experience. Obviously, you know, when he lifted up his shirt and all that at that game against Collingwood, I was too young to sort of realise the impact of that. But as I sort of got older and later in life, it, you know, became more and more of an impact to me because, you know, I'm proud to be an Indigenous Australian. I'm also proud to be a gay Australian as well. So, yeah, it's been a humbling experience having such a famous dad, and it's even more humbling to know that he embraces me for who I am as well. So.
And did you play football in your younger days?
No, unfortunately, I played basketball. I know I'm too short for it, I know, but... Yeah, no, I played basketball all my life. My mum was a really good basketballer, so I was given the option as a kid to decide whether to play football or other sports. So, yeah, again, I was lucky enough to have that decision to play basketball. So I only gave up till about 2 years ago, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll lift up the shirt in the basketball or something.
Oh, I need abs for that, so... A couple of years away, I think.
Yeah. And, Sean, you're also a captain of one of the VFL clubs?
Yeah, the Pegs Footy Club and the VAFA.
Yeah, great. And you're an out gay footballer?
I am, yes. Yeah.
You've been all over the Pride videos and
I have, yeah. It was actually quite humbling to sort of see myself on a big screen in front of 35, 40,000 people. It's kind of interesting. So we're up there with the rest of the people, and Jill Stark was sitting there watching it with us, and she took a photo of myself and my fiance Mike watching me on the screen. That's
wow.
Sort of like little awe, you know, in awe. Was
amazing.
It was incredible.
And did you do the kiss?
We didn't. But you got a rose though, so you know,
I was actually talking about your fiance when I watched your video. That's what really struck me was when you were talking about him as a wag, and I kind of thought we often think about, you know, gay footballers and how they're going to be accepted in a club and all those sorts of things, but for people like your fiance and the partners, I guess that's another thing for them to be embraced and
absolutely
welcome.
So my partner's a journalist as well, and he has his own blog, and he actually wrote a piece called The Wags, and the piece speaks about how terrified he was to actually come to a game and being the partner of the captain, and he talks about coming to the first game and one of the other wags come up and embracing him, taking him into the club rooms, and they got blind on champagne for the whole day. They didn't see one bit of football, and then he came. He's the only male that's invited to the ladies' lunch, which is like the partner's lunch every they have it once a year.
That's lovely.
So he comes, goes to the ladies' lunch, and you know, enjoys it with the rest of the wags, and calls himself chief wag because he's the partner of the captain.
Well, I mean, partner of the captain's an important role
at
any club.
So he reckons he's got the crown on.
Yeah.
So up and about there. Yeah. Yeah, so it's
right.
Interesting.
So how did you both, Tynan? I know you've come out to your dad recently, and Nicky seems very supportive of you and proud of you. But I mean, it's one of the most frightening things we have to do as gay people, I think, is come out to our family. So what was that like?
So I came out to my mum first. So I came out to her when I was 20, and I'm very grateful that my family accepted me 100%. They were very embraceful of, you know, my sexuality. And obviously with my dad, him and me had a straight relationship for a very long period of time, so there was about 10 years between when we spoke last.
Wow.
So after he had his heart attack, I decided to reconcile with him because I didn't want to have that sort of burden not having that relationship with him. And then, you know, I said to him, look, no, I'm gay, I'm happy with who I am finally, and this is who I am. Obviously there's a little bit of hesitation from him from the start, which is perfectly normal. I think that's an expectation I think most people have when they come out to people. But he's embraced me 100% since then. I think we've had a really strong relationship since then. So I'm very, very grateful because I know that my story is rare in the community. So I'm very grateful for what I have.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really, your story is hopefully inspiring and encouraging to other families about supporting their kids or their brothers or their sisters when they do come out. And do you think there's things that other families can take from the way your dad and your family has embraced you?
I think it's just a mutual respect for each other. I think you need to sit down, listen, understand what that person's going through, and then just you know, offer as much support as you possibly can. I understand it's hard for some people because it's not a normality, I guess, for most people. But at the end of the day, if for anyone out there that you know is experiencing it, does get better. Like I'm a perfect example. Yourself's a perfect example.
100%.
So yeah, just you know, listen to your kids. Just listen to how they feel and what they have to say, because at the end of the day, they know who they are and it's never going to change. You just need to embrace that.
I mean, you think back to when we were all teenagers. What would a game like this have meant, being 14-year-old boy, 15-year-old boy?
Unheard of, like, especially growing up in a country town.
Yeah.
Like, never would have dreamt it in a million years.
But imagine it happened. What would it have done?
I mean, you look at, you go back and you look at the 15-year-old Sean Town and you go, how do you see something like this? You go, well, okay, I'm not abnormal. There are other people going through this. It's not something that is taboo. If, you know, the greatest game in the land, which I think AFL is, if AFL itself is embracing this, then you know it's okay for me to be. And if they're going to show leadership, it's incredible. And yeah, I'm in awe of what's actually happened to me.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I think another positive thing that's come out that I've received a lot of emails and messages from Indigenous communities out there saying that, you know, it's finally nice to have a role model as a gay Indigenous person, because there isn't enough examples of gay Indigenous people out there. So it's
cool.
Been very humbling to receive those messages from those people, and you know, it's nice to connect with those type of people out there. So it's been great. So for something like this, obviously being a proud St Kilda supporter, I'm very proud of my club, and I'm very proud that it's sort of reached a lot of communities.
And on a bit of a side note, I wrote an article a couple of years ago on the Herald Sun saying I thought the AFL was ready for a gay player, and I actually referenced your father in the article saying when he lifted his jumper to sort of show his race and show how proud he was, I liken sexuality to race. You know, Nicky can no more choose his Indigenousness than we can choose our sexuality. So having that connection, that link, it was a perfect connection.
I think the perfect thing with that is it just takes one moment.
Yeah.
One person to make a stand,
absolutely,
create that conversation and create that change. So I think this is a perfect example of that. And it's great. It's not just an individual person, it's a community.
Yeah.
And do you think football clubs, and I don't know, Dimitri Petrakis was on SBS this week and he said his football club actually saved his life because it accepted him at a time
when
he was ostracised from his family and lost his job. Do you think football clubs can start to really lead the way?
Definitely. So we share my footy club Pegs. We had a Pride game lunch today in the Vaffa. It's the first time Vaffa's ever done it. The Vaffa are sort of saying, well, next year we're going to put Pride on the agenda for a Pride round.
Oh, and fabulous.
Yeah, it's so good. And for me, you know, the footy club for me back in the day was the best and the worst thing for me, because on the field I could be myself, but in the club I couldn't.
Yeah.
The club, since you know, me coming out, have been so positive and so respectful and so accepting of myself and my fiancé Michael that, you know, he's the chief wag. I'm sort the captain of the footy club. It's been the most incredible thing. So for that support network to be around me and, you know, the most important person in my life, you know, it's made things so much easier for me.
And I think it's fantastic. It's grassroots football that we're seeing it happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Absolutely.
That's where it's leading the way, isn't it?
It is.
Because that's where you need to start the message, I think. I mean, the AFL is such an amazing example, but I think if you start at that grassroots level and it just starts to become a part of people's lives.
Well, Yarra Glen, right? So things work so much better when it's bottom up rather than top down.
Yeah.
And bottom up from Yarra Glen up the AFL endorsed by doing this, all of a sudden the other feeder clubs down the bottom start going, well, let's do it. And, you know, I can see Sam Gilbert and all my heroes are actually endorsing this. Barry Hall, that video of Barry Hall on the screen was just an absolute delight to me.
Yeah,
so
it makes it relatable.
It does make and you know, stories are what change perceptions.
Exactly.
It's so incredible.
Because I think it's right, it makes it about a person then, and you guys are great examples of that people go, oh, he's a bloke and he plays football, or his dad played football, or he's an Indigenous man, and all those sorts of things, that it's personalising the message and not just making it, you
absolutely
know, a message.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it breaks the stigma of the blokey-bloke mentality that AFL has as well, so I think that's a really big hurdle to overcome as well.
Yeah. And Titan, have you got a man on your life?
No, I'm happily single for anyone out there listening.
I was going to say,
on air at Joy. No.
Yeah, that's right. Or,